Ravi, and Moshe continues admonishing Klal Yisrael concerning the Avera of the Meraglim. V'tabachem, and your small children, asher amartem, that you said, Lavaz Yieh, will be taken captive. Uvenechem, and your older children, the ones who are under the age of 20, who were not included in the decree of the Meraglim, asher lo yodu hayoim, who did not know on that day, on the day of the Gezerah, on the day of the decree of the Meraglim, toivara, good and bad. As Rabbeinu Sadra Goin explains, they did not know the good and bad of war, because they were under the age of 20 and therefore not included in the Gezerah. Hema yavayu shama, they will come there to the land, v'lohem etenena, to them I will give the land, v'hem yurashuha, and they will take possession of it. You will not see the land, however your small children and your older children who are under the age of 20 who were not included in the Gezerah, they will see the land and they will enter into it. The Atem, and you, Penulachem, turn yourself around. Instead of heading northward through the land of Seir into Eretz Yisrael, turn around Usu'u HaMidbaro and head into the Midbar Derech Yamsuf in the direction of the Yamsuf. The geography of the land south of Eretz Yisrael was as follows. All the way to the south was the Yamsuf. The Yamsuf was in the shape of a V, and picture inside the V was the Midbar. Above the Midbar was Har Seir, the land of Seir, and above that was Eretz Yisrael. Klal Yisrael could have gone directly through Har Seir into Eretz Yisrael. However, they had to turn around because of their Avera and head into the Midbar, which separated between Har Seir and the Yamsuf. And if you want to see an illustration on how the Yamsuf looks, there is a map in the Saperstein edition of Rashi from Art Scroll, Sefer Shemois, Parshas Boy on page 98. And also in Sefer Elam Masei, which is a Sefer of maps, there is an illustration on page 10 and 11 where over there you can clearly see that the Yamsuf is shaped like a V, and in between the V is the Midbar, on top of that Har Seir, and on top of that Eretz Yisrael. And after Moshe told them that they will not enter Eretz Yisrael, Vatanu, and you answered me, Vatomru Elai, and you said to me, Chotanu, we sinned, Lashem to Hashem. Anachnu Nale, we will go up anyway, V'nilchamnu, and we will wage war, Kechoyla Shetzivonu Hashem Elokeinu, like everything that Hashem our God has commanded us. Vatachkiru Ish Kilei Melchamtoi, and you girded, each one of you, your weapons of war, Vatohinu, and you readied yourself, La'aloi Sahara, to go up the mountain. Vayomer Hashem Eli, and Hashem said to me, Emor Lohem, tell them, tell Klal Yisrael, Lo Sa'alu V'lo Silochamu, do not go up and do not wage war, Ki Eneni Bekirbechem, because I am not among you. And Rashi tells us, the double Lashon Lo Sa'alu V'lo Silochamu means do not wage war because Lo Sa'alu, you will not have an aliyah, you will not have an ascent, but rather you will only have a downfall. V'lo Tinogvu L'vnei Avechem, do not fight in order that you shall not be struck down before your enemies. V'adabar Aleichem, and I spoke to you. V'lo Shematem, you did not listen. V'atamu Espi Hashem, and you rebelled against the word of Hashem. V'atozidu, and you sinned willfully. V'atalu Ahora, and you went up the mountain. V'yetze ho'emori ha'yoshev bo'harahu l'kraschem, and the Emori that lived in that mountain came out toward you. V'yirdufu Eschem, and they chased you, ka'asher ta'asena ha'divarim, the way bees do. In Moshe's harsh rebuke of Klal Yisrael, he mixed in a consolation. Like the bee who buries its stinger into a victim and then dies, so too the Emori died after striking Klal Yisrael. Vayaksum Eschem, and they struck you, b'seir in seir at Chorma, until the place called Chorma. The ayin in the Malbum, and also in the Hemek Dover, that point out that over here the Pasuk says it was the Emori that attacked Klal Yisrael. However, in Parsha Shelach, Perik Yudalit Pasuk Memhei, over there it clearly says, Vayered ho'amoleki v'aknani, it was the Amoleki and the Knani that came against Klal Yisrael. Ayin in the Malbum and the Netziv, the Hemek Dover, that discuss this question. Vatoshuvu vatifku lifnei Hashem, and then you wept again before Hashem. V'lo shoma Hashem bekolchem, and Hashem did not listen to your voice. Over here, Moshe uses the name of Hashem Yudke Vavke, which represents the Midah of Rachmanis, the Midah of Hashem's mercy. And Moshe was saying that you took this Midah of Hashem's mercy and changed it, kaviyochol, as if to make it evil, because Hashem, the Midah of Rachmanis, did not even want to listen to your voice, v'lehezen aleichem, and did not give ear to you. V'teishu v'kodesh yomim rabim, and you stayed in Kodesh for many years, kayomim asher yishavtem, equal to the rest of your dwellings in the Midbar. Rashi tells us that you stayed in Kodesh for 19 years, equal to the rest of the years, another 19 years, that you spent in the Midbar. because the Avera of the Meraglim happened in the second year in the Midbar. And we know that Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar for 40 years, which means from the Avera of the Meraglim, there were 38 years in the Midbar. 19 of those years were spent in Kadesh. You stayed in Kadesh Yomim Rabim many years, 19 years, equal to the Yomim Asher Yeshavtem, the years that you spent in other dwellings for the rest of the time in the Midbar. 19 years in Kadesh and 19 years everywhere else. And Moshe continued and said, Vanefen, and we turned around, Vanisa HaMidbara, and we traveled into the Midbar, Derech Yamsuf, in the direction of the Yamsuf. Instead of heading northward through Har Seir into Eretz Yisrael, we went southward toward the Yamsuf into the Midbar. Kasher Diber Hashem Eloi, just like Hashem had told me. Vanosav es Har Seir Yomim Rabim, and we went around Har Seir for many years. We spent many years south of Har Seir in the Midbar to the south of Har Seir. Now let us go back on the Rashis. Zok Rashi Pasuk Mem, Penu Lachem, turn yourself around. Amarti, I said, I intended, Lahavir Eschem, to pass you through Derech Roichav Eretz Edoim, through the width of the land of Edoim, Letzat Sofoin, heading northward, Likonis Laoretz, to enter Eretz Yisrael. Kilkaltem, you ruined things, Vigarantem Lachem Ikuv, and you caused yourself a delay by doing the Avera of the Meraglim. Penu Lachem, turn yourself around, Lacharechem, going backwards, V'telchu, and go by Midbar in the direction of the Midbar, Letzad Yamsuf, toward the Yamsuf. Sham Midbar, Shahi Hoilchem Boy, because the Midbar that they were traveling in, Lidaroima Shel Har Seir Hoya, it was south of Har Seir. Mafsik Ben Yamsuf, Lahar Seir, it was dividing between the Yamsuf all the way below in the south, and Har Seir above in the north. Ata now, Himashchu Letzad Yom, pull yourself in the direction of the Yamsuf. V'tesoivivu es Har Seir, and go around Har Seir, called Deroimoi, its whole southern border, min ha-mayir of the Mizrach, heading from west to east. Vatohinu, and you readied yourself. Loshen hinenu ve'olinu. It is the same loshen as hinenu. In the pasuk, hinenu ve'olinu, we are ready and we will go up el hamakom, to the place. Zeha loshen shamartem. This loshen is the loshen you used. You said hinenu, we are ready. And therefore I am saying vatohinu, and you readied yourself. Zeha loshen shamartem. This is the same loshen that you said. Loshen hein, which means yes. Kaloimar nizdamantem, you made yourself ready. Loi sa'alu, you shall not go up. And Rashi is bothered once it says loi silochamu, you shall not fight. Why does it have to say loi sa'alu, you shall not go up? Loi aliyah teheilechem. Moshe was telling them you will not have an ascent. Elo yurida, you will only have a downfall. Kasher ta'asena ha'dvarim, just like bees do. Ma ha'dvar ha'zois, just like this bee. Kishihi maka esa odom, when it strikes a person. Miyad mesa, it dies right away. Afheim, so to them the Emorim, kishehoyu nogim bochem, when they touched you, miyad mesim, they would die right away. V'loy shoma Hashem b'kolchem, and Hashem did not listen to your voice, the name of Hashem did not listen to your voice, kaviyochol, as if to say, asisem midat rachamov, you made the midah of his mercy, ki'ilu achzori, as if it was evil. And we find a similar Rashi in Parshas Noach, Perik Ches, Pasuk Aleph, where over there Rashi quotes the Pasuk by the Mabul, Vayomer Hashem Emche, and the name Yudke Vavke said, Emche, I will erase and destroy the Dor HaMabul. Over there also, Rashi tells us that through the Rishas Rishoyim, the Midas HaRachmonis becomes like a Midah of Din, a Midah of judgment. Zot Rashi, Vateshvu V'Kodesh Yomim Rabim, and you lived in Kodesh for many years, Yuteh Shana, for 19 years. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Kayomim Asher Yishavtem, like the years that you lived in other places, Bishar HaMasois, in other travelings. V'heim Hayu, Lamed Cheshono. And that was a total of 38 years, because from the Avera of the Meraglim until they entered Eretz Yisrael was 38 years. Half of it was spent in Kodesh, and half of it, Bishar HaMasois, in other travelings. Yutes Mehem also be Kodesh. 19 years they spent in Kodesh. The Yutes and the other 19 Shana, Hoilchim, they went, Umeturafim, and wandered in the Midbar. The Chazru le Kodesh, and then eventually they came back to Kodesh. Kamo Shenema, like the Pasuk says, Vayini'im ba Midbar, and Hashem caused them to wander in the Midbar. Kach Matsasi be Seder Olam, so have I found in Seder Olam. Rashi in Parshas Masei, Perik Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Aleph, tells us that Klal Yisrael traveled 42 Masois, 42 travelings in the Midbar. However, they weren't constantly traveling, since out of those 42 Masois, 14 were in the first year, and 8 were in the last year, which leaves only 20 travels for the middle 38 years. And now Rashi is telling us that even during those middle 38 years, where they traveled minimally, 19 of those years were in one location. and that was in Kodesh. Zok Rashi Vanefen, and we turned Vanisa Hamidbar, and we traveled into the Midbar. Ilu Lechotu, if Klal Yisrael would not have sinned, Hayu Ovrim Derech Har Seir, they would have traveled through Har Seir Likones Laorez to enter Eretz Yisrael. Minderoy Moilitz Foinay, going from the south northward. Uvishvil Shekilkalu, and because they sinned with the Avera of the Meraglim, Hafchu Litzar Hamidbar, they traveled toward the Midbar, Shehu Bein Yamsuf Lidroi Meshul Har Seir, which is in between the Yamsuf and the south of Har Seir. The Midbar which they were traveling and wandering in was in between the Yamsuf below and Har Seir above. Veholchu Eitzel Droimoy, and they went in the south of Har Seir, Min Amayr of Lemizroch, heading from west to east. Derech Yitziyasa Min Mitzrayim, from west to east was the direction that they went when they went out of Mitzrayim. Shehu b'miksoeh droi mismarovis, because Mitzrayim is southwest of Eretz Yisrael. Misham hayu holchin letzad hamizroch, from Mitzrayim, in order to enter Eretz Yisrael, they had to go eastward. So too now, when they were going around Seir, they were heading in the same direction from west to east. Vanosov es Har Seir, and we went around Har Seir, called droi moy, the whole south of Har Seir, at Eretz Moyav, until we came to the land of Moyav. Klal Yisrael went around Har Seir, going from west to east, and then went around the south part of Moyav from west to east, until they came to the east side of Moyav.